This is the Uptick Newswire Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes, Google Play, and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews, public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world, with your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing you a brand new company that came on my radar about 2 or 3 months ago. We're talking no other than Northern Spear Mining Corp. You can find them on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol NSMCF. You also can find them on the CSE under the ticker symbol NSM. And with us today, we're very lucky to have him, is the CEO of that company, Mr. John Carter. John, welcome to the show.
Yes, thank you very much for having me on the show and giving me the opportunity to tell you a little bit about our background and what our plan is to move this company forward.
Well, please do that if you would. Describe your company and the properties that you currently are looking at.
We have a very tightly held company. We only have 33 million shares outstanding. As we've talked about, we do trade on the CSE in Canada and the OTC in the United States. We have a, like I said, a very tight structure with very good shareholders, very patient shareholders, obviously, at these prices. And we have three great properties. Our properties are designed to be very localized. So in Arizona, as an example, we are 16 miles from downtown Globe. Our property in Nevada is 25 miles from Tonopah, which, if anybody in the mining industry knows, it's one of the major mining centers in Nevada. And our property up in Northern Ontario is 25, 30 miles from downtown Sudbury, which, as everybody knows, is another major mining center. And what I like to say is you'll never see a helicopter parked next to one of our drill rigs, because our drillers can go in the morning and go home or go back at night to the hotel and have a nice meal, and they don't have to live in tents. So we've got those three properties, and that it's like real estate, location, location, location. But if you look down to it a little deeper, our properties are also have all had past production. All, and this was one of the things we decided to do when we were building our portfolio, was look for past production in a great location. I'm tired of going to places that are in the middle of you-know-where, nowhere, trying to figure out how you're going to do your work. This way, we've got those solved. Our property at Skadding in Northern Ontario produced 30,000 ounces of gold back in the 1980s at a 7.2 grams per ton. At surface, underground workings are there as well. We've got a great facility, and we're 17 kilometers off the Trans-Canada Highway. In Arizona, as I said, we're 16 miles from Globe, but we're also 12 miles away from Freeport-McMoRan's Miami operation. We're 16 miles away from Grupo Mexicano's Ray Mine, which produces 600,000 ounces of silver and 252 million pounds of copper a year. We've got all the infrastructure necessary to do it. That's where our production scenario is coming from. In Nevada, back in the day, BHP spent $18 million on our property. There was a plant on it. We've got all the infrastructure necessary to be able to develop these properties. Market is tough right now, but I think what we're going to do is move it forward and try to take advantage of two things. Exploration potential, which every junior mining company has to have. But if we can blend that with small production initially, that will enable our shareholders to benefit from the fact that we're not going to be diluting our stock price down here at these numbers. So that's kind of what we built our properties around. We've had them for a long time. In the case of Sudbury, we've owned for 10 years. Arizona, it's been 8 years. And Nevada has been 9 years. So these are properties that we've put a lot of time and a lot of effort in to ensure that they meet the criteria that we are looking for.
You know, one thing that really came on my radar about your company that I was really excited about, because I have hundreds and hundreds of CEOs of mining companies come on my show every year, is one, you guys are going to start generating revenue. I want to talk about that. And plus, you guys are going to bring up 100 tons per day in Globe. Bring us up to speed on that and your thoughts.
Okay. About 2015-16, we started looking towards a production scenario in the Globe, Arizona area. So one of the property that we have a patented claims that we can go in and access. And so we started to build our infrastructure around a production scenario, as well as the exploration while we were moving exploration forward. So we went in and we built a mill facility. We have our own assay site. We have our own two-boom jumbo. We have our own mucking machine. And I know that doesn't mean a lot to people, but those are all the pieces of equipment necessary to go in there and start to mine. We have our vent fans. We have our underground. We still have some work to do. We've got our evaporation ponds. We've got our laydown areas, our septics. Everything is done. So we can go in and quite reasonably start production in the fourth quarter like we want to do. And we can also have access to the people that necessary to do that. Our crew is fully trained miners. They have all the credentials they need to go underground. We also have our own, we have an explosion permit. We have everything done so that we can go in and start production. We have gone as far as to do a trial run where I'm sitting right now looking at 500 ounces of silver. So we poured 500 ounce of bars of silver, and I've got them right here in my office.
Wow. So what are your plans to go forward to, I know it's a difficult market that we're in right now, but what are your plans to go forward?
Well, going forward, our plan is, as I said, to go and start doing some of the small scale production, working with a joint venture partner who's going to supply us with the material so that we can actually start to pour some doré bars again. We have our own assay facility so we can do it all in-house, as I alluded to earlier. And also we've got, we're going to continue moving forward on the exploration, because if you look at some of our press releases, as I told you, in Arizona, we did over 800 samples. All were anomalous for manganese. Our grades were running, in some cases, mineable copper grades between 0.5% to 1% in the soils, and up to 10 ounces of silver. Now, those are the kind of numbers that indicate potentially that there is a porphyry-style deposit in the area. And having three of them around you is a good sign that we're headed in the right direction. So we want to, as I say, give our shareholders, give them the, you know, the upside potential, what they call the blue sky potential of being able to come up with good numbers, but also to temper that by having generating revenue and profit so that we can use that revenue and profit in order to minimize the amount of dilution we're going to suffer by having to raise money at these prices.
You've been listening to the CEO of Northern Spear Mining Corp, Mr. John Carter. They trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol NSMCF. They also trade on the CSE, Canadian Stock Exchange, under the ticker symbol NSM. John, we're currently running out of time, but I do want to get to my last question. What would you want my listeners to take away from this interview?
What I'd like them to take away from this is fairly simple. When you think about what's going on in our industry right now, a lot of small companies, the small junior mining companies, are not going to be able to survive this current downtick. Good companies will survive, and they will do very well as they come out of it. I believe confidently that Northern Sphere is one of those companies that's going to come out of this current market malaise in the mining sector a stronger company with a much clearer plan to move forward. And I also, like I said to you earlier, believe that it's time to make America great again. And the best place to start with that is where it all starts, and that's from the ground.
I want my listeners to take a look at Northern Spear Mining Corp. I think it's another great company that we're bringing to you at an early stage. The market cap's only about $1.1 million. The stock's around 5 to 6 cents a share. Take a look at it. You can find them on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol NSMCF. John, thank you for your time. I wish you nothing but continued success. Hopefully you'll come back on the show in 50 days and give us an update on your company.
Thanks for the opportunity. I appreciate it.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are those of the guests and those of the respective companies they represent, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of Uptick Newswire. Uptick Newswire encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of this program may have paid for its distribution and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Newswire or the station.